Now, I think we've learned in recent months and indeed over the last 12 months that Facebook is fraught with danger when we start using the social network to replace the death notices in a newspaper. And over the past week, we've seen Facebook memorials to South Australian murder victim Chantelle Rowe and Victorian Cameron Lowe vandalised with offensive images and comments. Now, these actions are enormously distressing to families and friends of the victims. And you wonder why people are doing it. Is it just for cheap laughs? Well, here to tell us a bit more about what might be the motivation and how we might protect ourselves in these situations is Dr. Tama Lever, who lectures in internet studies at Curtin University. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff.
When you hear a story like this, Dr. Lever, and you know, another memorial has been vandalised, what do you think the motivation is for doing it in the first place?
To be honest, the motivations are usually to get a reaction. And to be honest, it's usually people who have absolutely no connection to the people whose tribute pages there are whatsoever. So it's often groups that are in another country who are simply trying to get a reaction. And, you know, these are the pages where people are going to be at their most raw, when people are the most upset. And so, naturally, if you see something offensive being posted about a recently deceased family member or friend or even someone that you've only read about in the paper, the reaction is to try and defend that. So, unfortunately, for what we call internet trolls, it's a ripe area for getting a quick and nasty reaction.
Okay, internet trolls, and quite often from another country. That's very curious to me.
Well, from another country, it's basically you have small groups of people who do, for whatever reason, see this as sort of like a form of sport of getting a reaction, and often these groups are, well, they're global groups in a way. They're not specifically for that, but that's one of the things that they might do. And often these are groups that meet on chat boards and operate under anonymous names for the most part. And it's interesting, just looking at the pages for Cameron and Chantelle, the tribute pages, we can see that it's usually someone using what is clearly a fake Facebook profile. So it's not someone saying, oh, here is the real me and I'm defacing these pages, but they look at least as quite fake pages that are being used to deface.
So they do it for some strange kind of kick that they can get attention, probably the kind of attention that you and I bring to it today.
Well, sadly, yes.
Are there Facebook security issues here? And I mean, we could have a very long conversation about Facebook security issues here, but we probably are going to see more and more of these situations where people wish to pay tribute to those they either knew or felt sorry for or you know, liked the sound of. Are there security measures where you can keep these things, these kind of really scurrilous remarks and observations, away from that page, or do they just get pulled down when someone sees them?
There are some things you can do. For example, with pages, you can lock it so it's only people who, with an Australian profile, for example. And I know, I think on the Chantelle Rowe pages, the people that set up those pages have now locked those pages so it's Australian only. People with Australian profiles are the only ones that can comment, and that seems a sensible first step. I doubt, to be honest, that would stop people, because if you were setting up a fake profile, then there's nothing to stop you claiming that you're in Australia. But at the same time, there are these sort of rudimentary measures. And at the same time, people who create these pages do have ultimate deletion rights. So sadly, in the first couple of days, if you're going to set up a tribute page, I would honestly say you need to watch it pretty closely.
Yeah.
And just make sure that anything offensive is pulled down as quickly as possible.
You have expertise in this area, Dr. Lever. Are we rather overusing Facebook?
Well, it's a difficult thing to say. I mean, in this case, for example, Chantelle Rowe has three separate tribute pages. And that's quite a fracturing, I guess, of the way that people want to express their feelings. And none of them, it should be added, are her actual profile, which is a different thing altogether. Now, that relies on three separate people looking after those pages and trying to help steer the conversations, if you like, in the right direction. I would suggest that that's probably excessive, but I can completely understand that the people want to set up a tribute. I just think perhaps there are better ways of doing it, perhaps.
You know a lot about this area, and it would seem that Facebook itself responds only after considerable sort of public concern. Is there a role for Facebook itself here? Because it really has been quite a tough 6 months for Facebook when it comes to these kind of issues.
Absolutely, and I think, I mean, one of the real difficulties is Facebook's a victim of their own success. If you've got 500 million users, then it's incredibly difficult to respond. You know, you need a human being. You need a one-on-one response to these sort of requests. You need someone to look at and go, no, this definitely is, you know, defamation. This definitely is inappropriate. And for every person who's hitting a report button for something that, that is appropriate, there's probably two or three who are reporting something that's not.
Mm.
And so I do think Facebook needs better protocols in place, but at the same time I do sympathise that it's very difficult because there's an awful lot of Facebook out there to police, as it were, and if Facebook goes too heavy-handed on stopping people doing things, then of course we have the opposite outcry of, you know, Big Brother is watching over us. So it's a very fine balance. Now, in this case, it's clearly, from our perspective, there's nothing good about defacing tribute pages, but at the same time, I can understand that it takes them a bit longer, and I would suggest that it's the owners of those pages that really should be the first port of call on trying to at least police in the first few days that nothing terribly offensive is posted.